Let's continue with again Kol Mekadesh Shvi. Let's read through the text again. Those who don't have a sefer, just reading through the text. I did make copies of the actual text, but I'll just run through it briefly. We're up to Zichru Taras Moshe B'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. So what that means is Zichru Taras Moshe B'mitzvah Shabbos, remembering the Torah of Moshe with the mitzvah of Shabbos Gerusa. Gerusa is a lashon of to learn through. Particularly, they say Torah Shebal Peh. Charus al Yom HaShvi, that was etched in. The luchos were etched in for Yom HaShvi, for the seventh day. Kechala bein re'oseh mishubatza. Just like a kala is amongst her friends, all dressed up. Mishubatza is la lashon of mekushetes, dressed up. Tahorim yirashua. The people who are tahor are going to inherit Torah, inherit Shabbos. V'kadshu, and sanctify it b'maymer kol asher asa, with the statement about kol asher asa, which appears in Kiddush. And with saying those words, those tahorim are going to sanctify Shabbos. Then the next stanza says, Yom Kadosh Mi Bo Vad Tseiso. Shabbos is a holy day from Bo, from the beginning till Tseiso, until the end. Kol Zera Yaakov Yechabdu, all the children of Yaakov are going to honor Shabbos properly. Kedvar Melech Vidaso, according to the words of the king, according to the rules. Lanuach Bo, to rest on such a day, v'lismoach, to enjoy, to celebrate, b'tanu ge'ochel v'shaso, in enjoying it through eating and drinking, kol adas Yisrael yasu oso. And all the entire tzibur of Am Yisrael are going to do all this and sanctify and perform Shabbos properly. So now let's go through the different, that's just again, Pashup Trot, let's go through the different Perushim. So again, we don't have the same page numbers now, so I don't know how to... Tough you test for those who just have the new sefer, and those who have the sheets, we're on page Shin Nun Tes with the number one. Okay. You have to go tough you test much further. Okay, so you might have some extra perushim also, so we'll see how we'll coordinate. But the first one I'm doing is at my sheets number one. It's from the Mati Yehuda. It's entitled the Limud Torah B'Zechus HaShabbos. What does it mean, Limud Torah B'Zechus Shabbos? So says the Mati Yehuda, number one, Machmas Mitzvah HaShabbos, HaTorah Miskayemes. Through keeping Shabbos, that's a way of preserving the Torah. V'nomedes Torah is then preserved, it's learned, through keeping Shabbos. What's the connection of me keeping Shabbos? Shabbos is just one mitzvah. How is my keeping of Shabbos? Tav Chav Zayin. Okay. So how is my keeping of Shabbos enabling the Torah to be preserved? So explain, Shekein mitoch sheYisrael b'teilim b'Shabbos mimlachtan. Since, of course, we're not working on Shabbos, we can't work on Shabbos, haray, what are we doing? We must be, heim oskim v'gorsim b'Torah. I imagine all of us are busy learning. Now, obviously, this requires a lot of chizik and musar. Many of us, although we are available on Shabbos to learn, we're not necessarily learning. We're having long meals that are lasting 4 hours. We're taking naps that are 2 hours and gives us maybe 20 minutes to learn, if even. And the Medrash says, he quotes, "V'chein shaninu b'medrash, amr Torah l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono sh'olam, kishiyachnesu Yisrael la'aretz, when they enter into Eretz Yisrael, zeratz l'karmo, this guy is going to go to his vineyard and take care of the grapes. V'zeratz l'sadeo, the other guy is going to go to his farm, his field, and deal with the wheat. V'ani ma tehe alai." Shabbos, the Torah rather, was complaining to Hashem, what's going to be with me? Everyone's going to be busy working. I'm going to be left all by myself. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says to the Torah, Yesh li zug shani mezaveg lecha v'Shabbos Shema. Hashem says to the Torah, I've got a partner, I've got a shidduch for you. That shidduch is Shabbos. Shabbos and Torah is like a chasen nakala getting married. Sheheim b'teilem mivalachtam v'yecholim la'asok bo. Shabbos is a day where, of course, it's usher to do any work. That means they're available to be learning in engaging with Limud HaTorah. And that's what it means here. Zichru Taras Moshe. When is Taras Moshe? When is it remembered? B'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. When a person is on Shabbos, when he's Gerusa, when he's engaged, Gerusa is a lashon of Girsa, of learning. When a person's learning on Shabbos, that's the way a person is re-engaging with Limud HaTorah. And as I said before, how many of us waste so much time on Shabbos of eating long meals and sleeping? We should be learning. It's an important time to hang out, of course, with the family, wife, a husband, children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents. Of course, it's very, very important, and it's very much encouraged, but you can't leave the Torah all by itself. Shabbos is meant to learn. I know, I remember I haven't spent many Shabbos in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, but a few years ago I went to my brother-in-law in Flatbush, and what happens Friday night? The streets are filled with guys going to the base medrash to learn. Fathers and sons, they have Avos Zabanim on Friday nights. It doesn't exist around here. I'm sure it's been tried, it never works. It's just not the mentality that we have here in the five towns. You go to Bnei Brak, you go to Lakewood, you go to Flatbush, filled with people going back and forth to the base medrash is booming on a Friday night. And none of us do this. Now again, I know we're made very different than that. You know, in Flatbush, I know my brother-in-law and their whole family goes to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning on a regular basis. Five towns, we like shut down 10:30, we're out to sleep. It's just a whole different world there. We're more scheduled, they're more easygoing. So Friday night for us, we're ready to pass out Friday nights. But that's a certain mentality, and it would be beautiful to see Bachram, you know, walking in the streets Friday night to go to learn the base medrash. Again, I don't see that happening anytime soon, but that would be very nice. So if not that, so then what about Shabbos afternoon? So Shabbos morning is also good. Shabbos morning is wonderful. Morning is always the best time. Morning is always the best time to learn. But Shabbos, there are no distractions on a regular weekday, obviously, in the morning. But on Shabbos, there's never going to be any distractions. Shabbos morning is a great day. Shabbos afternoon. I see Yossi here every Shabbos afternoon with his son learning, right? Pretty much every Shabbos afternoon. Maybe four other chavrusas that are here. I'm not here, I know. My excuse is I take off on Shabbos. But I shouldn't. I should be in the base medrash or somewhere else learning. So that's what the shidduch is of Shabbos and Torah. Torah says, what's going to be with me? All week we're busy running to work, as we should. Shabbos is the available time to learn. I'm not saying to ignore your family, obviously, but I'm saying to have a Seba Chavrus in the afternoon, early morning.
Right.
So I have no excuse. I'm not learning all week. I'm not learning on Shabbos. I'm in trouble. Okay. Fine. Number two. This is, again, in your piece, it's Shevet Miyehuda. The small piece, it says, Zechiras HaTorah B'Zechus Shmir Shabbos. This is a very important Indian right now. The next few pieces are going to be on this topic of remembering and forgetting Limud HaTorah. HaShabbos Mesugelas L'Zichron. Shabbos is a segula. Shabbos is an opportunity that helps a person, helps strengthen one's memory. Shayidei Shmiras Yom HaShabbos Kilchaso. By a person properly keeping Shabbos, Zochron Es HaTorah Ubaim L'Mala Zichro Taras Moshe. By keeping Shabbos, it's going to get to the zichro and the remembering of Shabbos, of the Torah. So that's what it means in the statement, zichro Taras Moshe. How are you going to come remember Taras Moshe? B'mitzvah Shabbos. By keeping Shabbos properly, that's how it's going to help your zichro. Now, there are a number of Gemaras that talk about different ways to help people remember things. The Gemara at the end of the Horios talks about different items, foods that you eat that would either make you enhance your memory or make it worse. So one example is olive oil. The Gemara says that olive oil gives you a better memory. There's a connection in Hasidus and Kabbalah about Shemen and Chachma are very much connected. But olives actually worsen your memory. There are a number of examples like this. Olives give you a bad memory and olive oil gives you a good memory. Now, I'm not suggesting to chug a pitcher of olive oil. That would kill your stomach. But to dip some challah in olive oil, there's an Indian of helping you have a better memory. The Gemara in Erevin talks about a number of different techniques, how to remember things, using mnemonics, using shorthand notes, tzionim, the Gemara says, different signs to help you remember, to daven, to rather speak out loud, to say words out loud, to sing. Singing helps people remember. That's why girls know things so well, because they sing everything to songs, which is a wonderful thing, right? I know BBY, my daughter's always singing songs. They know all the capitals and all the presidents and all the halacha things also, because they sing songs. The boys don't sing songs and they're learning so much, so their memories aren't necessarily as good. But learning out loud, saying the words out loud is very good. I mentioned this many times in the past. Rav Weinberg and I have very different ways of learning, which is why he knows a lot and I don't. I learn with music in the background. I must have some type of ADD. I need some distraction. I grew up I was always very good at doing my homework and studying for tests, but I always couldn't miss a Yankees or Knicks game. So I did both at the same time. So I'd be watching the Yankees game and doing my homework. So I'm used to just doing activities and studying and learning with background noise. So for Weinberger, on the other hand, he puts earplugs in his ear, and I was told also he puts on headphones as well, so he can't hear anything, and he needs complete quiet. Any distraction will not allow him to learn well. So he says that's one. But number two is, if you try putting your fingers in your ear, and then you whisper, you can actually hear yourself a lot more. you whisper, you can't hear much, but putting your fingers in your ear, it makes it audible inside your body, inside your head, inside your ears, so that helps him remember better when you say the words, when you articulate the words. So that's a technique of allowing you to have a better memory. Now, that being said, we're learning another segula for remembering, that's Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos, we're learning from here, helps a person have a better memory. So that's one of the big inyanim as to why we celebrate a Shalom Zachar. When a boy is born, so we know there's an inyan of having a Shalom Zachar, the Gemara in Baba Kamba refers to such a concept of a Shalom Zachar. What does a Shalom Zachar mean? What's the idea of a Shalom Zachar? So what the Mefarshim explain is, when a child is born, so we know the Malach hits him above the lip, he forgets all the learning. He's been learning for 9 months, he learned Kol HaTorah Kula with the Malach, and then suddenly he gets brought into this world and he forgets everything, Shecha. So now this child, the Neshama, is very saddened by this. It once upon a time knew everything, and now knows nothing. So you can imagine the pain of the Neshama. So some of the Sfarim write, with the entering of Shabbos, Shabbos is supposed to be a Nechama for that Neshama. How is Shabbos a Nechama? How, the guy just lost, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula just a few days ago, now he knows nothing. How is Shabbos a Nechama? So what they explain is that Shabbos, this idea that since Shabbos is a segula for zichron, for a memory, now the child is appeased, the neshama is appeased, that, oh, you could really come back to that point by keeping Shabbos properly, that's going to provide a good nechama. So I'm just thinking, maybe the idea of a Shalom Zachar, usually Shalom Zachar is understood where the Lashon Zachar is, it's a Zachar that was born. But maybe it's really Shalom Zachar, Lashon of Zachor, to remember, zichron. Maybe there's that connection of a Zecher and Zachar, a Zachar, a man, and Zecher, to remember. Maybe there's that interplay of the words of Zachar and Zecher being connected, because Shabbos is a Zachar, it's a time of Zichron, to help a person have a better memory, a segula, for a good Zichron. Okay, let's look now at number three. Number three, this is a Lev Simcha. You have that one next, or no? Lev Simcha? Yeah, okay. It's entitled Torah Hanilmedes B'Shabbos Ein Bashicha. So same idea, that any Torah itself that's learned on this day cannot be forgotten. So the Lev Simcha explains what the idea is, why learning on Shabbos doesn't bring any shichcha. Od yesh lefarish al pi divrei sfas emes she'atorah hanilmedes b'Shabbos ein bashichcha. There is no forgetfulness on learning that takes place on Shabbos. Why? Hatam mishum she'Shabbos hi yom shel neshama. Shabbos is kul neshama. We're all spiritual on this day. Valkein ein bashicha, and there's no forgetfulness. Shekein ein shicha satorah ba ela mitzad chomer v'guf. The only reason why we forget things is because we're also physical. There's gashmi in this world. So once you taint the neshama, so then it leads to forgetfulness. But when a person is kula ruchni, when he's all spiritual, he's all neshama, like on Shabbos, so there's nothing getting in the way of the memory. And that's what the piet means, what the author means here, Sha'ide Limud, the Girsa Satorah, B'Shabbos Zochen Lezichro Taras Moshe. How do you get Zichro Taras Moshe? The mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. By learning on Shabbos, there's going to be a Zichro, a memory of the learning that takes place on Shabbos. Now, another idea behind this, which is Tzfas Emes says elsewhere, is the reason why Shicha came into this world is because with Shvir Saluchos. The Gemara says this. The Gemara in Shabbos says this, and somewhere else also. Yuma also? Erevin. And that same Gemara is there in the Lamed, I think. So when Reish Lakish explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, he said, Yasher Kocha, you did a good job in doing this. Why I do a good job? I mentioned this, I think, the other week. Because now, since we forget things, it makes us work harder to try to remember things. So Shvirat HaLuchos with the Cheda Egel, that's what caused the Shvirat HaLuchos. Moshe Rabbeinu heard and he saw the Cheda Egel, he smashed the Luchos. And that led to Shichas HaTorah. So what the Chazal say is that we each were given a Nasav Nishva. We're each given two crowns at Har Sinai originally. There were two crowns for each male, 600,000 times two, 1.2 million crowns. And when the Cheda Egel happened and the Shvirat HaLuchos took place, so then Moshe Benu took all 1.2 million crowns, all the Nasav Nishvas, and we were empty. We had nothing. And that's why if we have no Nasav Nishma, we have no ability to remember things in Torah. But the Arizal writes that every single Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu returns the Nasav Nishmas to us, we get those two crowns back, the Nasav Nishma. And since we get those two crowns back on Shabbos, Nasav Nishma, so then we're Zocha, we have that ability to again remember. That's another reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. because tefillin is the nasa, the left hand, the hand is the nasa, the doing. The sharosh is the nishma, the listening. So we wear nasa v'nishma. These are our crowns that we wear on Shabbos, rather during the week time, because we don't have a nasa v'nishma. But on Shabbos, where we're given the nasa v'nishma, we're given a crown of a nasa and a nishma, then we don't need another os of tefillin on top of that. So it's with the segula of keeping Shabbos, the segula of the nasa v'nishma, those ksarim, those crowns that are being returned back to us each and every Shabbos. So that's why we have a zechus, a segula, for having a better memory on the learning taking place on Shabbos. Now number four is along the same lines, the interesting chap here of why we're connecting this idea of Zichru Toras Moshe. This is the next piece, number four, on my sheets. It goes on to the next page, it's Lev Simcha as well. So he explains as follows. There's more to explain al Pia Muva B'Zohar. The Zohar writes, Shemoshe Beinu Hosef Yom Echad Midaito. This, the Gemara itself also says, that Moshe Beinu wanted to add on to a day. What day of the week was Shabbos? I just gave it away. What day of the week was Shavuos? What day of the week was the Torah given? It was given on Shabbos. Now, it was supposed to be given on Friday, but Moshe Beinu wanted to add on an extra day. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, he agreed. So we were given an extra day, and turned out Shavuos and Kabbalah Torah took place on Shabbos. So again, Hosef Yom Echad Midaito Kadesha Torah Tinasein Li Yisrael B'Shabbos. Moshe Beinu did this on purpose, says the Zohar, in order that Kabbalah HaTorah is on Shabbos, Lefi Shehi Yoma Diduchrona. Just a little trick in Aramaic, for the girls who don't learn Gemara, and for the boys who want little tricks. When it comes to Aramaic, oftentimes the letter Dalad is switched with the letter Zion. So Duchrona is really Zuchrona, Zichron. If you don't know anything about grammar, I don't know if you learn grammar in yeshivas or in school at all, but there are a few examples when you use the, what's the term I'm looking for? I forget the English term for it, but, no, not, when you want to say hits pile, use that type of,
reflexive?
Reflexive, but it's a type of, it's a more general category of versus passive and active and whatever the term is. So you want to say hits pile, you want to hits rachets. Lisrachet is to bathe, lislabesh is to get dressed. So reflexive, so there are some terms that you switch the order. Usually it goes, hey, tough. Hispael, hey and tough, you add a hey and tough in the beginning of a word, that means it's reflexive. But let's say you're going to say a word like zari. Zrizus is to be quick. So you switch the tough with the dalad, and it becomes his dares. You also switch the order, but his dares. It's not a tough, it's not hit zares, it's his dares. So the Zion and Dalad switch there. So that's a key. If you know grammar, so in Aramaic and Hebrew, the Zion and Dalad oftentimes switch. Another example, let's say you want to say the word shimush, to serve. So lehishtamesh, you switch the, it's not lohit shamesh, it's lehishtamesh, you switch the shin and the tuf in the different order. So many times you'll have the tuf and shin switch in Aramaic and Hebrew as well. So those are two, what is the other one I'm thinking of? Tzadi. Tzadi and tes. So also, if you want to say lehit tzadik, so tzadik, lehit tzadik, you switch it tzadi and a tes, not a tough, it's a tes. So tzadi and tes also switch sometimes in Aramaic and Hebrew, just a good tool to use in trying to figure out some Aramaic words. So here, just that was completely off topic, but hopefully some level of education. So the Zohar is telling us that since Shabbos is Yuma de Duchrona, it's a Yom Zikaron, a day of memory, Ayidei Kach, Tishomer HaTorah B'Zichunam. So since Moshe Beinu ensured that the Torah is going to be given on Shabbos, on the Yom Zikaron, on the Day of Memory, so therefore it was going to be remembered much more than had it been given on a weekday. And Lefikach, therefore, Yiyaches HaPayetz HaTorah L'Moshe. We accredit Moshe Beinu, the Torah of Moshe Beinu, V'amar Zichru Toras Moshe. The Zichru, the memory that Moshe Beinu tried ensuring for us by giving on Shabbos, that's why Dafka Zichru Toras Moshe, Shekein B'Zichus Shemoshe Beinu Hosef Yom Echad, in the Zichus that Moshe Beinu added on one day, so that we should receive the Torah on Shabbos Dafka, Hevi L'chach Shenitna HaTorah B'Shabbos, Zochen Anu L'Zichor HaTorah. Any memory of the Torah that we have is really credited to Moshe Beinu's efforts. Okay, so that's all one whole theme about the Zichron of Torah that takes place on Shabbos, a few different aspects of that. Let's move on now to an interesting topic. I'm not going to elaborate, but it's good to have this next point in mind. And we find this in many of the different songs, the inyan of Simcha by Shabbos. Typically, a person who went to yeshiva, they're told that there is no Simcha on Shabbos. Simcha applies on Yom Tov, Simcha is Yom Tov. We never find Simcha by Shabbos. So look what he says here. He says, this is the Matit Sari. Don't know, again, I wish I knew more about the Perushim as well. I don't know who all these Perushim are. But he explains Yesh Lefarish. This is number 5. Yesh Lefarish al pi divrei ha-Torah sechayim. Shiaf al pi shelo nitztavenu al ha-Simcha b'Shabbos k'mitzvah simchas regalim. Even though there is no mitzvah of celebrating Shabbos as there is celebrating Yom Tov. V'komako mitzvah hi l'smoach b'Shabbos simcha ruchanus. There is at least a spiritual type of simcha. In terms of gashmius, the poskim point out that there is no mitzvah of having meat on Shabbos. You don't have to have meat on Shabbos. With regards to Yom Tov, aim simcha el babas v'yayin, the Gemara says. The only way to celebrate Yom Tov properly is having meat and having wine. That's a whole other discussion about Yom Tov. But with respect to Shabbos, we don't find anywhere to have meat. In theory, you could have milchiks as well. If you enjoy milchiks, Shabbos is about oneg, enjoying Shabbos. If I enjoy a lasagna more than I enjoy a steak, so then I should have a lasagna. So that being said, even though halachically it's allowed to have milchiks, it's very much encouraged that a person should have meat or chicken if he can. If they really don't like it, they're not interested in the vegetarian, so there's certainly ways around it. But right now it sounds like there is no inyan of simcha. The only inyan of simcha is simcha ruchnis, a spiritual type of simcha that takes place on Shabbos. V'chein muchach minusach hatfila shetiknu lanu anshei knesset gedola v'yismuchu v'cho yisol mekadshei shemecha. This is just one example. There are many examples. If you pay attention, this Shabbos, try to pay attention, there are a few places you're going to find the word simcha that appears on Shabbos. And you're going to find it also in a lot of the different zemiros that we sing. So this is one example. Lachain, therefore, Yasad Hapayit Zeh Yom Nagil V'Nismecha Bo Dehainu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a celebration with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, there's Simcha on Shabbos. But it's not a Simcha of eating bas v'yayin. It's not a Simcha of a Gashmiya Simcha. The Simcha of Ruchnis, of being with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Ruchnis type of Simcha. The Simcha Zu, how do you accomplish the Simcha? Ayidei Zichru Toras Moshe B'Mitzah Shabbos Grusa. She'a Simcha, this happiness, he b'Torah shenigrasis v'nemedes b'Shabbos. By learning Torah on Shabbos, that's the way of having simcha with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we spoke last night in the Shirin Chasidus, that we can't know a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu entirely. But we shall at least try. We shall at least try and learn and know a Kadosh Baruch Hu best as possible. That's the only way. We know Lashon of V'yada. When the Pasuk says V'yada, it means to know, to be with a spouse, to be connected. So the only way to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu is vis-a-vis learning Torah on Shabbos. So that's the simcha, by learning a simcha of ruchnis, a spiritual type of simcha, that's the simcha that takes place on Shabbos. Now I made a note here on the Torah Tamima, those who are interested in this concept of simcha on Shabbos, this is more of a halachic discussion I'm not going to get into right now, but he discusses in Parshas Bereishis on the Pesukim Vayechula Shemayim Varetz, he talks about the inyan of simcha. He goes on a whole long rant here. He doesn't know why anyone thinks there is no simcha on Shabbos. He brings many proofs that there is, in fact, simcha on Shabbos, based on tefillah, based on the Sechen Zmiros, based on halachic concepts. But that's an interesting discussion you find in the Torah Tamima. But according to this, at least, it seems everyone would agree there's at least a simcha beruchnis, if not even perhaps a simcha of gashmis as well, according to the Torah Tamima. It's in Parshat Bereishis, I think, in Vayechula, that pasuk Vayechula. Okay. Let's now jump to number 6. Number 6, this is the Mata Yehuda. The Mata Yehuda explains the Torah on the words Harusa Liyom Hashvi. Harusa Liyom Hashvi means, literally, Harusa is to etch in. We know that Moshe Beinu had, when he received the second Luchos, the Pasuk says, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Psalacha. Psalacha means that he should chisel out the letters of the Aseres HaDibros on his own. He sat there, Psalacha. The Gemara Nedarim tells us that it was actually a very fancy stone, a valuable stone that he was chiseling out, and he became quite wealthy from chiseling out all those different stones. Psalacha, he became an usher, he became very rich. So Psalacha Charusa is to etch out.
Wait. Where in the Midbar was he selling the stone?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You must be a businessman. I don't know. You don't have to sell things to become wealthy. Owning gold makes you wealthy.
I
love.
Anyways.
It's something in the mind.
Very well.
Anyways, okay.
On the bottom, yeah. Footnote mentions from the Chiddush Arim that when Moshe brought the Luchos, all the Isis were Perchos Ba'avir except the Aseres Dibros of Zochar the Meshabbos the Katra.
Oh, yeah.
That means Charusa was chiseled in a way where it never moved from its permanent spot.
Very good. Ah, I see that. Very nice. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Fine. So again, this piece says now again, Charusa liyom shvi literally means Charusa is that he etched it out liyom to the yom shvi to Shabbos. So Mati Hud explains here number 6, Hatorah shahayisa Charusa al haluchos, the luchos that were chiseled out, nitna b'Sinai b'Shabbos was given on Shabbos. Sharei hakomodim shibeshabbos nitna Torah. That's what it means. Just pashup shot of this these three words, Charusa. La Yom HaShvi really should be Charusa by Yom HaShvi. It means it was chiseled out, it was made on Yom HaShvi, on Shabbos, which of course is going to be an interesting question now. This is not referring to the first Luchos, I mean rather the second, this is referring to the first Luchos. We received the first Luchos on Shabbos. Who wrote the first Luchos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Luchos we received on Yom HaKippurim. So it gets into a Shaila, Halachic Shaila, of how could Moshe Beinu, how could he chisel it out on, isn't that ksiva? Isn't that ksiva on Shabbos? In another question, the Medrash tells us that
the Nesina was on Yom Kippur.
He came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos. Who said he wrote that on Yom Kippur?
Could be maybe he didn't write him Yom Kippur itself. Could be.
This is 40 days before, I think.
What was he doing? I'm not sure he wrote it. He's 4 days, he started learning it again. I'm not sure. Okay, either way.
The Rosh Shalom who wrote on the second Luchos.
No, he wrote the first one. Moshe Beni wrote the second one. Salacha. Moshe Beni wrote the second ones. Anyways, the Shaila is, again, this is a fun Shaila, but the Yushalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps all the mitzvahs. He keeps even Shabbos. There's an interesting question, a conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Tarshrapis, maybe, I don't remember which one of these Roman officers, and he says, oh, if it's really true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah, how could it rain on Shabbos? Isn't it raining? Isn't it causing the grass to grow? How could he make the clouds move? Isn't it Hotzah, one Rishus to the next Rishus? And there's this interesting conversation that takes place. And I'm trying to remember the Medrash. Rabbi Kiva, I think, responds back, at least with regards to the clouds moving, well, who owns the world? It's all Rishus Echad. It's all his Rishus HaYachad. So there's no violation of Hotzah. I don't know how he gets around the rain part of having the grass grow. But there's a conversation, and it gets into a whole large discussion of if Hashem keeps the mitzvahs. We know Hashem wears tefillin, the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us Hashem davens. He blows a shofar. So there are many, many discussions. So one second. So the question, just as interesting, another point: if it's we know that the Torah was given on Shabbos, so then how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu etch it out on Shabbos? So I think the answer is very obvious. If you really want to work within this world that Hashem keeps the Torah, so the Torah was written before the creation of the world. And seemingly the Luchos, I think Luchos was one of the things maybe written also before, I don't remember exactly, the Gemara Masechim. But just because he gave the Luchos to Moshe Beinu on Shabbos doesn't mean it was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos itself. There's no time for Hashem anyways. It's, again, interesting question. Makes your mind wander a little bit, but not for now to focus on. Yeah? Yes, yeah, so again, Talcha, I don't remember how to touch that, but I understand. I heard, right, I got you. So the Gemara says that Moshe Beinu wrote it. How do you get that touch in the word? I don't remember, but Gemara Nedarim clearly says Talcha.
Yeah. And one of
them is Haksav, Hamichtav, Haluchos. Very good. There you go. Okay, fine. Beautiful. So this is written before that day, before Shabbos. Excellent. Okay, let's go now to number 7, the Imrei David. It's further down that column, those who don't have the sheets. It's entitled, Yichud HaTorah Im Yisrael B'Shabbos. Says the Imrei David, Kishem Shakala Yosheves Ben Reoseh Ad HaChuppah, just like a Kala sits with her friends and her family before she goes down to the Chuppah. Ach B'Shah Shachuppah Hi Pareshes Mehen. But when she goes on the chuppah, she walks by herself, her parents, umishachedes in baila, and she's now with her husband under the chuppah. So keina Torah b'sheishes yimei achol murevis im inyanei olam hazeh. The 6 days of the week, the Torah is mixed together with people as they're working, they're learning, they're on the train. It's mixed together with all their friends. K'maymer chazal yofet talmud Torah im derech eretz. It's proper to do that. You're supposed to be working. Aval b'Shabbos he misechades im knesses Yisrael. But in Shabbos, Shabbos leaves the rest of the world. It leaves the world of the mundane, the world of the gashmi, and it enters into a chuppah, in a place of yichud with Am Yisrael. Lufi she'ein Yisrael oskim b'Shabbos el b'Torah, because Am Yisrael is only engaged with in Torah on Shabbos, so there's a special yichud that takes place. That's what it means, kikala bein roseh meshubatza. That when it comes for Shabbos, the Torah on Shabbos, it's like a kala who leaves her friends at the chuppah. That's what's like Torah leaves that olam hazeh to enter into the world of Shabbos to be b'makom yichud with Am Yisrael. That's a taich of the pasuk pshat of this statement here. Let's do one last, I've made two more pieces here. Let's jump now to number 8. This is the next page, the Chuas Chayin. It's entitled Kiddush HaChomer B'Shabbos. Okay, he writes here, Isa ka'adam b'mitzvos Hashem nechshav biyah. Zekein b'zehu ba ela tachliso. When a person is involved in ruchnias, it's called a biyah. It's called entering into Hashem's world. That's a entrance. In contrast to this, ha'isuk b'dvarim gashmiim nechshav yitzir. When a person is involved in the mundane, that's called exiting Hashem's world. That's the yitzir from Hashem's world. So l'fi shehu marchik es ha'adam me'avodas Hashem, because he's distancing himself from the world of avodas Hashem. Aval b'Shabbos afilu ha'yitzir hi kodesh l'Hashem. But Shabbos, even yitzir, even the world of Gashmi, which normally is called a distancing from Hashem. On Shabbos, we mentioned this already several times. Shabbos, l'fisha, b'Shabbos, niskadshu kol ha-tanugim. Shabbos elevates all the tanug in this world, all the enjoyments, the eating of meat and chicken and children and kugel and wine and chal, all that is actually considered a bia, is called, considered coming closer to Hashem. But during the week, it's all considered yitzia. Including, yeah. That's Pshat, very good. It says, Yom Kadosh Hu Mibo V'Atei, so from the coming into the Yetzir, from the exiting, all that included, even the Yetzir is considered Yom Kadosh Hu. Now this is not to say, we mentioned last night the very nice Pshat of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in his Sefer Tzafnas Paneach. The Toldos was talking about, in general, the importance of taking breaks and being mevatel from a person's time. From this here, you get the idea that you'd see any time a person strays away from learning, not doing anything bad, just if he's not learning or he's not doing mitzvahs, he's just, I don't know, playing tennis, playing basketball, that's a not a good thing. That's a yitziah. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef pointed out, based on the Gemara in, where's that Gemara now? Shabbos, I think it was. Yeah, Shabbos. Reish Lakish said that there are some times where bitulo shel Torah is the yesoda, we said. That being mevatel Torah sometimes serves as a foundation for learning, which is an important idea of taking breaks. People need breaks. People in yeshiva need breaks. People, we're not machines. Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, he was a machine. He was out of this world. You can't compare ourselves to someone like Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, to Rav Yashiv, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. These people don't need yitzios. A different world. They're malachim. But the average Joe like us, we need breaks. We're not meant to be learning 24 hours a day. We need to have breaks. Reish Lakish knew this. Reish Lakish was he was a Baal Tshuva. He was a listim. He was a bandit. And Rabbi Yochanan had brought him closer to Torah mitzvahs. And he understood the importance of breaks. He's very healthy and encouraged. I take breaks. I love playing sports, basketball, tennis. People need breaks. You need to refresh your mind, refresh your neshama, refresh everything to order to get back and go stronger. People push themselves sometimes so much, they want to get every single minute, every single hour of learning. They do all these techniques to stay up late learning when the quality of learning is so weak because they don't have the energy. They think it's amount, it's quantity sometimes. It's not quantity. It's not because I could stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning and learn. If you're not learning anything that's meaningful, you're just staying up and dozing off. Unless you're of Aaron Leib Shteinman, it's meaningless to you. If you're at his level where you could do these techniques of, he used to stay up all night, and they had this story I was reading, amazing story. Perhaps you've heard all these stories going around, but when he went to yeshiva at a young age, at 12, where everyone else was like 15, 16 years old. And he was a short guy. And they said, who is this 12-year-old? He thinks he could learn with a 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy. Boys, let's do some pranks. Pranks is not something that's new. They always did pranks. Kids are kids. So they said, we're going to do a prank. We're going to take some type of pillowcase, stuff it with clothing, and put it in his bed, and make him think that someone slept in his bed. He's got no bed to sleep in. So they waited that night for him to come in from the base medrash to see how he'd react to this. They waited and they waited. He never showed up. What's going on here? The next night, so tonight we'll do it again, see what happens. Never showed up. And night after night, they said, we have to find out, where is this guy? And they found out that he was learning the base medrash all night long. He fell asleep on a shtender. He woke up, fell asleep, woke up. He never slept in a bed. As a 12-year-old boy. Can you imagine this? So that's an amazing story for a person who's comfortable with where he is, where he's holding. But for a young boy in yeshiva to read that and to say, how am I ever going to be Rav Aaron Lipshtein? I can't be in such a level. That's impossible. That's not human to do that. That can sometimes be very discouraging for a boy who's trying to grow and become great. So he's a whole other world. He's he was a massive tzaddik, a malach. We can't even think of, imagine what his house looked like. He didn't repaint it. Anyone ever visit his house? I've been to his house. I mean, the place is crumbling. It was crud. The paint's falling over the place, cracked. He had the same mattress for 70 years or so. Imagine, we all had an Israeli mattress. It's like this to start with. After 70 years, it's probably like this now. He was sleeping on a board for 70 years of his life. So that's a whole other world. So a person like Reb Aaron Lipshtein, he didn't need breaks. But we need breaks. So Yitzhi, although it's saying Yitzhi is a gashmi, it's distancing from Hashem, told us Yaakov Yosef tells us, so Yitzhi, a bitula shatara, is actually a way of enhancing, allowing us to come back closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a much, much greater way. Should we do one more piece?
Please.
Fine, we'll do one more piece. One last piece. Go to number 9. This is the next page. It's by the Siach Sarfei Kodesh. It's under Kol Zera Yaakov, Yichabdu. I'm doing 3 paragraphs down there. It's Ke'ein. Ke'ein Zed starts?
Same position.
Okay. Ke'ein Zed Pirshe. So this is going on the statement in the song here, in the Zemer. It says, Kol Zera Yaakov Yichabduhu, Kidvar Melech Vedaso. All the children of Yaakov are going to honor Shabbos properly. La Nuach Bo, L'smoch, B'tanug Echol V'shoso. But Kol Adas Yisrael, Yasu also. All Adas Yisrael is going to do this way. So what's the difference between Zera Yaakov and Adas Yisrael? So explains the Siach Sarfei Kodesh, Ke'ein Zeh Pirish HaRab, Rabbi Zusha, Mian Poli, Shekol Zera Yaakov, Mechavdenes HaShabbos L'Shem Shemaim. Every child of Yaakov is going to serve Shabbos properly, Kedvar HaMelech V'daso, like the rules and the halachos. Ach Mechavnen Gam L'Hanos Atzman, they also have in mind for their own personal enjoyment, L'Nuach Bel, to rest, L'Smoach, to be happy, L'Sanug Miriboy Achil V'Shishtia, to drink wine, to have meat, to have children, to have kugel, all of that. Of Adas Yisrael, he says. It's a reference to the Tzadikim. Not everyone can be Adas Yisrael. Adas Yisrael is a higher level. Zera Yaakov, Zera includes all children. We're all Zera Yaakov. To be part of the class of Adas Yisrael, that's a unique class. Yasu also, Bilti L'Hashem Levado. They only do it, Yasu also, they only do it L'Hashem. Everyone else, Kol Zera Yaakov, we Yechabdu, we do the right thing. We're doing everything halakhically correct. We're doing Kedavar Melech, Kedav Vidaso. But we're also doing it lanuach bo l'smoag v'sanug achol v'shoso. We're also doing it for our own personal benefits. But Adas Yisrael, this higher level, the tzaddikim, they do a dafka yasu also. They do a dafka for Kadosh Baruch Hu without any personal enjoyment. So should we zocha to take some of these lessons we learned today and to have the proper focus on Shabbos, to use Shabbos as an opportunity to learn Torah, to strengthen our memory, to serve Hashem with the right intentions, and to also use it as a time to take off, to re-energize ourselves, to have a stronger week of learning and growing in Ruchnius.